matching up volunteers with nonprofits and community groups. For the last 10 years, that's what the group Hands In Helping Out, Hi-Ho, has been doing. You might think, Hi-Ho, that's a familiar song sung by dwarfs in service to Snow White. Well, that's not so far off the mark. Sherry Kishimoto is one of the co-founders of the group.
Well, we got started as a nonprofit back in 2009. That's when we founded the organization. But our history actually goes back another 3 years. Some of my friends and I, we started volunteering together. So we started off with Relay for Life with the American Cancer Society. And we realized that we had a passion for volunteering. And so we kept doing it together. You know, it was a good reason to get together. It was a good reason to potluck after. So we decided, let's keep going. And we ran into some barriers. You know, sometimes nonprofits are short-staffed, so they're not prepared for you. Or it's hard to find something that's good for everybody and their interests and their time. And so as a group, we're finding ways to get through those barriers and kind of figure out, you know, how to best serve everybody in a way that's positive and that made them feel like they're having a meaningful experience. And so we thought, maybe more people are experiencing this, and so why not make this available to more people? And so we thought we could start a nonprofit, quit our jobs, make lots of money. So naive, right?
Yeah.
But we did. We decided, yeah, let's take the plunge, and we did. And 10 years later, we're still going strong.
Okay, so now I ran into one of your members at a community outreach. It was the Kokua Kalihi Valley Pua'a Ride. Mm-hmm. It was a fabulous event.
Yes.
And it took a lot of volunteers.
It sure did. Yeah. And so actually, K-Vibe, they reached out to us and let us know that they had this event coming up and they wanted to get some support. And so, of course, we love Kalihi Valley. We work a lot with Ho'olu'aina, which is a program of Kokua Kalihi Valley. And so we're happy to help. And it became a logistical
A challenge.
Definitely a challenge, right? So many different stops along the route and making sure there's volunteers at each stop. And so we knew that we could do that well. And so we wanted to be able to help and support this amazing event. And so we gladly accepted. And, you know, we had meetings with them and we just kind of talked to them, you know, talked it through, like, okay, what is it that's going to happen? Here's what we think. And so we're able to really collaborate on that aspect.
So what's the message you want to get out to other nonprofit groups that might need your help marshaling volunteers for their event?
We are more than happy to help other nonprofits with their events. Our volunteers are reliable, they're hardworking, and most important, they really care about the missions of the nonprofits that we serve. And so all we ask is that other nonprofits realize that we are here to serve our volunteers, and we want to make sure that everybody has a positive experience. And so that's our top priority. And then in the meantime, we also make sure that the nonprofit is taken care of and that they have a point of contact through us. And it becomes an easier experience because we facilitate a lot of it, yeah, so that they don't have to be in charge of all 10 people. We're in charge of them and they can just talk to us. We like to interact with organizations that do a variety of work. We understand that everybody's different, so they all have different interests, they have different skills. And so we try to engage with as many nonprofits as we can, but also in a responsible way so that everybody is taken care of.
But what are some of the events that you folks have worked with over the last 10 years?
Oh, wow. Well, like I mentioned, right, we have done the community work day at Ho'olu'aina, Kokua Kalihi Valley. We have also done events with Special Olympics, Hawaii Literacy, Hugs, what else? Lana Kila Meals on Wheels. So we've done a whole lot of different things, and we're trying to get people just immersed in their community so that they can feel a little bit more connected, as well as like they have more ownership over what's happening.
And so where do you get your volunteers?
We really get them through word of mouth. So, right, we started as a group of friends and it's kind of just expanded through people's circles. And eventually some people have just kind of Googled volunteer and they have found us, which is amazing. But really it's been It's been, I think the best thing for us is that it's through word of mouth, because people already know that they're getting into something that somebody they trust really enjoys and has a good experience with. So they can visit our website, hiho.org, H-I-H-O.org, and we do have a link that, you know, people can sign up for our list. And we do, of course, require that everybody go through an orientation first. So it's an in-person orientation so that volunteer as well as us get to know each other a little bit better and have that connection before we go out into the field and trust each other to do good work.
Right. And so and some might have a particular interest.
Right.
Where they might want to volunteer, let's say, with a group that has a medical mission. So you try and match up the volunteers with the nonprofits. Is that how that works?
We do. But at the same time, we don't want to limit people. So we do let everybody know everything that's coming up, at least that goes through us, so that people can decide if they want to try something new or if they've heard of an organization and now they finally get to volunteer with them. So in that respect, we encourage people to try as much as they want to and as much as they're available for. At the same time, we're still expanding the nonprofits that we work with. So sometimes there may be a very specific interest that somebody has that we don't yet have a relationship with that organization, but if they share it with us, then we're more than happy to make the first contact and hopefully engage with that nonprofit. Right now, our focus is on those individuals who are looking for connection and community, and so we feel like we can do the most amount of good and the best service for people who fit into that category. And so we're definitely open to working with businesses if they're interested. We do have some fees for services, some of our big services that we provide. And then one of them could be engaging a really large group of people so that, one, they understand what their volunteer service is accomplishing, you know, just not just the impact that they have on the community, but also the impact that they have on the nonprofit, right? Nonprofits are small or can be small. And so the time that it takes for them to prepare, as well as the amount of staff they have to have on site. And so just making sure everybody's aware of what they're working with and making sure that it's a very responsible interaction, because we want to make sure that everybody walks away feeling good about it and knowing that a lot has been done.
What got you into volunteering? Did you grow up in a family where that was really emphasized, or was it a particular event that you maybe saw and got involved in?
Actually, I've been Christmas caroling with my family since I was in second grade. And so my dad and his two friends, all three families, we started Christmas caroling every year. And that
just for good cheer.
Just for good cheer, yeah. I mean, we love music, and my dad had actually reached out the first year that we went. He reached out to a bunch of different children's hospitals, and everybody was booked. So he called a senior home, and they're like, "You're the first group that's called to ask us. Please, please come." And so since then, it has been our heart, where our heart is, to sing for the seniors and to be able to bring them some joy.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, so you look where there's a void, and you try and fill that void.
Right. Right, because we understand that, you know, everybody has their passion, and we want to make sure, though, that everybody's taken care of as best as possible.
And that was Sherry Kishimoto, one of the co-founders of a group called Hi Ho, Hands In, Helping Out.